sea levels I'm nervous about. Those ice caps have been around for millions of years, and there could be things buried inside them that should stay that way. Imagine if an ice cap cracked and out came a big three-eyed dinosaur. Roar! I saw a movie about a caveman who got frozen in ice, and when it melted thousands of years later, he was still alive. I don't know if that kind of thing could actually happen in real life, but if there are unfrozen cavemen walking around these days, the night janitor at my school might be one of them. If we do figure a way out of this climate mess, it's probably going to be someone from my generation who solves it. That's why I'm always nice to the smart kids, because they're the ones who are going to save our butts. Whatever the answer is, I guarantee you, technology is going to be the key. Grown-ups are always saying that too much technology is bad for kids, but I say the more the better. In fact, as soon as I can afford one of those high-tech toilets that learns all your habits, I'm going to get the most expensive model. Like the kind that warms its seat for you, and says, "Hello, Gregory. I've been waiting for you." Some people worry that one day we'll lose control of our technology and robots will take over. Well, if that happens, I'm going to make sure I'm on their side. I've actually been preparing for when the robots take over by sucking up to the appliances in my house. The other day I walked up to the microwave and said, "You're looking good today. Did you just get cleaned?" So, when there's a giant robot versus human war in the future, I'll be patting myself on the back for thinking ahead. My brother Roderick says that in the future, people will have robot body parts and will all be cyborgs. Well, I hope I don't have to wait too long for that, because if I could buy myself a pair of robot legs, I could get a half hour of extra sleep each morning. Walk, walk, walk. Walk, walk, walk. I guess we don't really know what's going to happen in the future, and you could drive yourself crazy worrying about it. Even if we solve all the problems we have right now, some new thing will come along, and then we'll have to deal with that. I've read that's what happened with the dinosaurs. They were riding high for a couple of hundred million years, and then an asteroid came and wiped them out. What's really crazy is that cockroaches were around back then, and somehow they survived. And they'll probably be here long after we're gone, too. Personally, I think cockroaches are disgusting, but they must be doing something right. Speaking of survival, right now, I'm just trying to get through middle school. And the last few days haven't been all that great. Even though it's warm outside, the thermostat at school still thinks it's winter. So the furnace is on full blast all day, which makes it hard to concentrate in class. Pant, pant, pant. And it's worse in the cafeteria because there aren't any windows you can open to get fresh air. Fan, fan. The heat has been frying my brain, and I've been forgetting when my homework is due. I forgot a really big one today, which was my country project for the International Showcase. Back in November, everyone had to choose a country to do a report on. I picked Italy because I'm a huge pizza fan. But it turns out Italy was a really popular choice, so my social studies teacher had to draw names to decide who got it. And she chose Dennis Tracton, which isn't fair because he's lactose intolerant and can't even eat cheese. Dennis said, "Woohoo!" So the teacher assigned me Malta, which I didn't even know was a country. Anyway, that was 2 months ago, and I didn't give my country project a second thought until today. And the only reason I remembered was because when I got to school, everybody was wearing weird clothes. I probably should have